Lord Chaitanya therefore teaches direct worship of Lord Krishna, who appeared as the foster child of the king of Vraja. He also suggests that the place known as Vrindavan is as good as Lord Krishna, because there is no difference between the name, quality, form, pastimes, entourage, and paraphernalia of Lord Krishna and Lord Krishna himself. That is the absolute nature of the absolute truth. Lord Chaitanya also recommended that the highest mode of worship in the highest perfectional stage is the method practiced by the damsels of Vraja. These damsels, gopis or cowherd girls, simply loved Krishna without a motive for material or spiritual gain. Chaitanya also recommended Srimad Bhagavatam as the spotless narration of transcendental knowledge, and he pointed out that the highest goal in human life is to develop unalloyed love for Krishna, the Supreme Personality of Godhead. Lord Chaitanya's teachings are identical to those given by Lord Kapila, the original propounder of Sankhya Yoga, the Sankhya system of philosophy. This authorized system of yoga recommends meditation on the transcendental form of the Lord. There is no question of meditating on something void or impersonal. One can meditate on the transcendental form of Lord Vishnu even without practicing involved sitting postures. Such meditation is called perfect samadhi. This perfect samadhi is verified at the end of the 6th chapter of Bhagavad Gita, where Lord Krishna says, quote, "And of all yogis, he who always abides in me with great faith, worshipping me in transcendental loving service, is most intimately united with me in yoga and is the highest of all." Unquote. From the Bhagavad Gita, chapter 6, verse 47. Lord Chaitanya instructed the mass of people in the Sankhya philosophy of Achintya Bheda Bheda Tattva, which maintains that the Supreme Lord is simultaneously one with and different from his creation. Lord Chaitanya taught this philosophy through the chanting of the holy name of the Lord. He taught that the holy name of the Lord is the sound incarnation of the Lord, and that since the Lord is the absolute whole, there is no difference between his holy name and his transcendental form. Thus, by chanting the holy name of the Lord, one can directly associate with the Supreme Lord by sound vibration.